I now call to order the Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting for Tuesday, February 14th, 2023. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. During the meeting, we ask that you please silence your phones or any other electronic items that you may have and take any private conversations you may have with your neighbor outside the room. We may combine or take agenda items out of order, and agenda items may be removed from the agenda. At this time, all board members are present with the exception of Angelo Carvalho, who has an excused absence. If I can ask you all to please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We can get county staff introductions.
Montalbas, County Commissioner in the business office, and we will not have a fire tonight.
Okay. And I'd also like to introduce Maureen Helm, our secretary. She's always here. No one ever mentions who that woman is. She takes the notes of all the meetings. All right. We have a public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Does anyone have any comments they would like to make? Okay, can I get an approval of the minutes for January 31st, 2023?
I'm sure I'd make a motion to approve the minutes for January 31st, 2023 with no changes.
We have a motion to approve the minutes from January 31st. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. May I have an approval of the agenda for this evening, February 14th, 2023?
Madam Chair, I move to approve the agenda with the following holds. Item number 2, UC220668, Mejas Daisy Ozaba, as well as ET2240136, UC190668, 3900, Paradise Resi Owner, SPE LLC, both being held to February 28th.
So we have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda with holds for items number 2 and 4. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So if you are here for items 2 or 4, those will be held to our next meeting on February 28th. Okay, any informational items, Blanca, for today? We'll move right into planning and zoning. Item number 1, DR220582, Capstone Christian Academy, holdover design review for an addition to an existing school on 2 acres in an RE Rural Estates residential zone, generally located on the west side of Paradise Road and the south side of Serene Avenue within Paradise. Is our applicant here?
Yes, ma'am.
Come on up, take the microphone. It looks like it's on. We have a new one.
Just stand here.
Yep.
So, Brian from KGA.
Your address?
I'm Bill Mulligan. I'm sorry. My home address is 8726 Haviland Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89123.
Okay.
I want to address first, he's going to talk about our two-room addition. But I was here back in November and saw that Public Works had some concerns in regards to something that was not done back in July 2021. Mm-hmm. So I had just taken this over And so I wasn't aware of that. Since then, I went down right away within less than a week and paid the mitigation fees that you see on the comments.
Okay.
And then I've got Ed Tanney Engineering, working with Public Works. And we've had two different plans go back and forth since then. So we've addressed all the July 21 first red lines and are working with Public Works regarding that. So we've turned those in. They've replied and gave us some more changes that they would like to see, and we're about to turn those back in. So we have complied and with Public Works and are working with them diligently.
Okay.
And my name is Brian Finley. I'm with KGMA, we're the architects, 9075 West Diablo Drive, Suite 300.
Can you use the microphone just for formalities?
Okay, no, thank you. We'll do it. And what would be the easiest way for you to do drawings? I have these larger ones.
The larger ones probably fit better on the easel, don't they, than the...
It's not hard. I can hold it.
Can I have a couple more? I think on that stage you can all
hold it. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Why don't you turn it around?
That would be perfect. Thank you.
Well, like that?
Thanks. Yeah,
it's
Greece will prop
these
right up.
Well, we're just supposed to.
It's fine. There's no public here.
Okay. Thanks, Bill. Okay, so to describe a little bit about our project, which you may recall from the original hearing, this is the Capstone Christian Academy on at 985 East Serene Avenue near Paradise Road. This is an existing building, which for the most part is the building and site will remain the same. What we're looking to do is add two classrooms onto the back of the building. So there's an existing covered patio area that comes out to right here where this dashed line is, which we're going to fill in as part of this plan. And then there's an extension beyond that in order to accommodate the two classrooms. So a total of 1,596 new square feet. We're also adding some new landscaping as a part of this. Which I believe has come from discussions to date with the planning department and the county. And so, to give you a sense of the existing space, you know, here's the existing landscaping, which is to remain in place, is a high quality, good condition. And, you know, the majority of the campus will remain unchanged. This is just a study showing that our addition is under the 3-to-1 sight line off of the rear wall, so we're staying within that regulation. And then a floor plan to give you a sense of. So here's the existing building, and then here in the rear, just the two new classrooms that we're looking to add on. And finally, to say a look at the appearance of the school. We are maintaining the appearance of the existing, so we're matching the colors, so we've tiled everything. So that's the addition right back here, right here on this elevation. You can see it just looks like an extension of what's already there. So minimal impact to the neighborhood, to the school campus, etc. And if there's any drawings you want to go back to, just let me know. Happy to answer questions.
Is anyone from the public who'd like to answer? I lost it. Speak about this item. See no one. I'll close to the public and open it to the board.
I just have a quick question. Do we have any opposing cards that came in from the neighbors that are behind the property? Because it sits right next to our neighbor. I know you've got a property, a main entrance road on this side and a very vacant property on the west side. But behind you, do you guys have any opposing? Did we get any cards? Did anybody throw? I didn't see them. Okay. Sometimes they come in late. Just making sure.
This has been held so many times and notified so many times that they've had plenty of time to to catch up the card. I looking at it, it was so simple other than you hadn't paid the fees and kept Public Works happy, which appears to be a traffic study and paying fees. Everything, every other department has.
Is the traffic study going to be completed?
It will be completed. Like I said, it's not completed. We're about to turn in another resubmittal of what the questions they had for us.
Mm-hmm. Did they impose any other conditions on you?
No.
The fees and finish up with the traffic study.
We are pushing ahead. It's embarrassing that we did not, our Capstone Christian School didn't address it to people that were working at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But we are, again, working very diligently. We've talked to the planning commissioner, Leanne Lee, several times, almost on a weekly basis, and just giving her an update of where we're at.
Yeah, because we're talking just an extra two classrooms that are 1,500 square feet. And staff found it meets all setbacks and parking requirements. It's just Public Works. So unless someone has something else, I'm going to make a motion to approve to the if approved conditions, which are this, what you're going through, the traffic study and compliance. And there's not really anything else to be taken care of. So I have a motion on the floor. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. On to the next step.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, item number two has been held. Item number three, UC220669, Fort South Decatur LLC, use permits for an off-highway vehicle, recreational vehicle, and watercraft storage. Waiver development standards for the following: alternative street landscaping, two approach departure distance, and three driveway geometrics. Design review for a mini warehouse on a portion of 2 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the east side of Decatur Boulevard, 1,000 feet north of Tropicana Avenue within Paradise. Hello, name and address, please.
My name is Robert Wilson. My address is 114 East Main Suburban Lane, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89123.
And tell us what you want to waive.
So it's currently one parcel with an existing bar here. This area, this L-shaped area here, is currently undeveloped. And because of the shape of it and the relationship to the lot, it's a very difficult space to develop. So we are proposing to do a RV and mini self-storage facility along these two sides here. If the plan is approved, they intend to subdivide the parcel into the bar and this L-shaped space here. The waivers are in regards to landscaping and the turning radius on the curbs. We're proposing there's currently 3-pan driveways here. We're proposing to bring this up to a commercial driveway. I believe the waiver is that we've got this at a 15-foot radius and it requires a 25-foot radius.
Anything else?
No, that's it. I know that I think it wasn't understood that the intent was to subdivide the parcel if it gets approved. I know that there was some traffic concerns, but this new proposed building has a zero occupant load. It's automated key fob system. So there's no office here, there's no occupants. It's just people dropping off their RV and or dropping off stuff to the mini self-storage and leaving. So it has very little impact on the traffic.
So anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll open it to the public, or close it to the public and open it to the board. Okay. I guess, so right now, you are going to, because it says allow the paned driveway to remain, and you just said something about you're going to make it a commercial?
Well, these two existing ones, we don't.
Okay, after, on the other parcel.
Yeah, after it's subdivided, this parcel, which is an existing paned driveway here, we would bring this up to a commercial driveway.
So we just need to clarify on the paned driveways on the, that's a bar?
This is an existing bar.
And the bar parking only. But you will put in a commercial return on the entrance to the storage. Because those are the things, you're gonna have trailers and stuff, it does need to be a decent curb. And then I'm gonna ask you the difference between 15 and 25, if it makes a...
It does make a significant difference, especially when you're talking about trailers. If we're just talking about small cars, like they can make a 15-foot curve, no problem. But once you start putting a 30-foot boat on the end of it, and you start putting, you know, the type of double diesel truck on the end of it that needs to pull those guys, those trucks don't make 15-foot turns well. We will abuse a curb. So that is my main concern. I don't really like the reduction. And I agree with planning's concern that people aren't going to make it, or if they do make it, they're going to be at that dead stop, slow turn in on a streetlight Decatur and just not get rear-ended, but cause everyone to freak out and not drive well. So that's my main concern. The other two, waivers, whatever, but that reducing that to 15 feet is concerning. It's possible they can do it, but I also think they're done.
Because the space is so, the lot line is so skinny here, and it's so close to the existing property line, it wasn't able to fit a 25-foot.
I understand that not being able to fit, but I also understand the not being able to take that turn. So regardless of if it fits or not, if you can't make the turn into that lot safely, then that can't go there.
You can't move the entrance up further, closer to the...
It's possible. I think it would probably lose a parking space or two there.
Well, since...
Say, if you took that island, I guess that's an island right there.
Right here.
If you took that out, it would seem like... Would that help it?
Yeah, I mean, if you lost a parking space, you would get that 25-foot turn in and be able to get in. And I would feel better about agreeing to a reduction of parking than, you know, just for the safety view of it. I don't know what you're planning on parking there, especially if it's an RV parking space, you're going to have plenty of points for a 25-foot.
You said you're not having an office there or anything like that.
No, there's not going to be any occupants.
Yeah.
No office. The RVs are enclosed parking garages.
Mm-hmm. So is that parking right there? How many spaces is that?
It's three. There would be a shared access here.
Yeah, because you only need 57. You got 74.
Yeah. So,
I mean, so you can waive three spaces.
Yeah, you just drop those three spaces and you get your turn.
That would allow the trucks to make the turn.
Yeah.
Kind of going straight in and then turn.
Yeah. Just speaking of watching people drive a boat to Lake Mead, they need all the help they can get to make those turns. And it's an easy enough change. I'm sure someone's going to whine about the parking spaces, but not the people on Decatur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else have anything? Anyone want to make a motion?
Not it.
Okay.
Okay, let me just take a shot at it. I make a motion to approve. Do you agree on wanting to do that? First off, yeah, okay, I'm fine with it.
We can just recommend.
We can recommend it.
Yeah, I don't think that I could do that, but...
I'll make a motion to approve, I guess, subject to staff conditions and the removal of, what is that, the island and three parking spaces?
It would probably only, it only needs to gain another 5 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a not parking much, space.
Yeah.
What's your gate?
No gate.
It's just access.
It's going to be just,
okay. So with that
island gone, you can turn in there and you're not stuck trying to get it out there. So I think that would allow trucks to do. So removal of the island and the three parking spaces. Is there a location for that?
Yeah.
There may be ways
I
to bring either reduce the island or the drive one parking space.
Okay. Yeah. If you want, if you feel like you want to keep that island, get rid of two parking spaces and keep your island.
So the added condition would be removal of two parking spaces.
I'm going to read it back.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
The removal of three parking spaces in the island, and that would allow the trucks to be able to get in there, I would think, relatively easy to make the turn.
Okay. What do you want to say anything about the trees that they have on the
effort? I really don't care about
the trees.
You don't care about the trees.
I know you do.
I'm fine if we drop. Do you want to put the trees in?
Yeah, we could do that. I think
we don't care if you put the trees in.
I don't think two trees are a make or break. But.
Okay.
I think what we have here is kind of consistent with what's going on down here.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor to approve this item on the if approved staff conditions with a note on waiver number 2 to recommend eliminating the three parking spaces and the island off Decatur Drive to allow the 25-foot approach radius. And we will remove the requirement for the two small trees along Decatur. All other conditions as recommended.
Can it be island or parking spaces, whatever is required to get it to the 25-foot radius?
Because you want the island, you want the entrance.
And the parking spaces. I mean,
so, Maureen, if you can change
really
that too.
It can even just be done like that, but it's so close to the property line. It could, you know, the center point of the radius is, would be back here, and it's really just changing the curve of that curve.
So, Maureen, just say eliminate three parking spaces or the island off Decatur Drive to allow for a 25-foot approach radius. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. You go to the Planning Commission on the February 21st. As I say, that's just a recommendation. They may override us, but that's what we suggest. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Item number 4 is a hold. Item number 5, WS220685, Prologis LP, waivers of development standards for the following: 1 attached sidewalks, 2 street landscaping, and 3 throat depth. Design reviews for the following: 1 a distribution center, and 2 increased finish grade on 80 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone in the Asian Design Overlay District, generally located on the south side of Desert Inn Road, 280 feet west of Valley View Boulevard within Paradise. We have an applicant. Okay. Someone want to make a motion to hold that, trail that to the end?
I'll make a motion to trail to the end.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 6, UC23005, WOW Build Company 1, LLC, use permit for a vehicle wash, automotive. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, reduce the setback of a vehicle car wash facility, automobile from a residential use. 2, allow alternative landscaping and screening adjacent to a less intensive use. 3, reduce street landscape width. And 4, reduce throat depth. Design review for a vehicle wash facility, automobile on 1.5 acres in a C1 local business zone, generally located on the north side of Warm Springs Road, 800 feet west of Eastern Avenue within Paradise. Hi, can we have your name and address, please?
Yes, good evening. Am I on? Okay. Good evening, Lessa Green, 1980 Festival Flower Drive, here on behalf of the applicant as well.
Can you spell your last name? It just seemed to go.
Oh, yes. Green, my good colors.
Oh, Green. Okay.
My apologies.
No, you're fine.
I'm here on behalf of the applicant who is Well Car Wash. This application is a request for a full service automotive detailing and car wash facility. The subject site is a 1.5 acre parcel located just north of Warm Springs and west of Eastern Avenue. The site's currently zoned C1 with a land use designation of CM. The site was previously home to a Bank of America, which is recently been demolished, but set vacant for quite some time, experienced some vandalism. So what we're proposing today will be much more aesthetic and pleasing, as well as a use that I feel that the surrounding residents will really use and find to be very convenient. With that, the applicant is requesting a design review for a full service car wash facility, which will consist of a 4,814 square foot car wash tunnel along the northern property line. We will have 32 vacuum bays that will be covered with canopies, centrally located, 12 parking spaces along the southern property line there, with 2 points of ingress and egress. The primary point of ingress will be from Warm Springs, which you'll turn in, and you'll see the 3 queuing lines along the eastern property line there. We are also requesting a use permit within a C1 zone. A car wash facility is permitted with the approval of a use permit. We feel that the site is appropriate as it fronts onto Warm Springs, which is a heavily trafficked street, as we know. So we'll be attracting those drivers who already travel along Warm Springs on the daily. Additionally, both to our east and to our west, we have existing commercial uses, so we feel that it's appropriate for the area there. We are requesting some waivers of development standards, the first being to reduce setback of a vehicle wash facility from a residential use to 20 feet. So to the north here, we have an existing multifamily residential subdivision. We're proposing a 20-foot landscape buffer there, in addition to the existing 20-foot landscape buffer on the multifamily residential side. So we're looking at approximately 40 feet between the two uses. If I turn back to my aerial, similar reduction requests have been approved. Similar to what we're requesting today, if we go 4 parcels to the west here, we have an existing car maintenance facility that in 2018 was approved for a setback of 10 feet. And then also if we go to the northeast here, we have an existing mini storage that has a 0-foot setback that was also approved in 2018. Additionally, the applicant is very open to working with neighbors as well as staff in coming up with some solutions, as we do realize that we back up to that existing multifamily to the north. So I spoke to our client and they're willing to implement some sound walls at the ends of each of the tunnels to help reduce the noise that may pollute the multifamily to the north there, as well as increasing the landscape buffer that we're proposing to the north. So right now we are proposing up to code. We have the 24-inch box trees with an alternating landscaping there. We are open to putting in 36 or 48 inch box trees if staff or you guys tonight end up requesting or making that a condition. They're open to working to resolve that issue there. The applicant is also requesting to allow alternative landscaping and screening adjacent to a less intensive use. This waiver only applies to this western property line here. We're immediately adjacent to the drive that leads to the multifamily to the north. So with that, we're leaving a lot of the existing landscaping, throwing in a couple more trees there, so we feel that that waiver is appropriate as it isn't immediately adjacent to any actual residential buildings. The applicant is requesting to reduce street landscape width along Warm Springs to 9.5 feet, where 15 feet is permitted or required. So we're looking at the landscaping here. It's pretty compatible with what we're seeing in the area. So immediately to our east with the existing commercial center, they do have a 10-foot landscape buffer along Warm Springs. And if we just go west of this drive here, they were approved for a 6-foot wide landscape buffer there. Lastly, the applicant does request to reduce berm depths for the driveway along Warm Springs to 17 feet and 11 inches, where 25 feet is required. So with that, we do feel that the shortened berm depth is mitigated by the three queuing lines along the along the eastern property line, which will help us prevent cars from backing up onto Warm Springs. I thank you all for considering our application tonight, and I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public and open it to the board.
So as you landscaping, I have two issues with the landscaping. Is what you're showing us there, is that representative of what's going to happen?
Yes.
What you want to do, not what county says they want you to do?
Yes, this is exactly what we're proposing and what will be a part of the development.
So what is the issue of not having a 6-foot wall back there and only 5.5-foot one? You're talking about a couple of courses of a block here.
Are you talking about along the northern property line?
Where it separates it from the multi-residential.
Right. I think it's mainly because the wall is existing, so they weren't looking to take on the expense possibly of raising the wall or redoing the wall as a whole. They were just requesting it if it was already in place. But that's something I can take back to the client if that's something you guys would like to see done.
I would think, you know, you're only talking about another 6 inches, and your footings are probably enough to support that.
Okay.
I think that you're a little bit extra privacy for them, along with your landscape. The more important issue that I have, though, I think, is where your queuing is and the shortened distance. Do you have anyone on site to these? These are popping up all over the place. So
they are.
I'm just wondering, you know, when I came here 36 years ago, you had to drive around to find a car lot.
I know. Yeah.
Now they're everywhere. But, and I haven't seen one cause a problem, but I could see this one possibly causing a problem. And I'm just wondering if you have anybody on site that can mitigate that if the queuing gets longer than you think.
Yeah, and I'll speak to the client about that. I know generally on staff, they have about 3 employees working, so you have someone who's usually working, taking, you know, payment here, probably someone working in the car tunnel, and then someone in the office, so I can speak to them about
it. I can see, I don't see people doing it on their own, but you have enough room there to come around the corner.
Right, to come in
and
line up here, yeah.
But, what's that coffee place that Tropicana that has the drive-through and are always parked out?
All of them,
That would really concern me on that street if that queuing. That's kind of a.
You have one of these isn't the one on Warm over at the Silverado Rancher? Is that the same as the one in Greenwich? Is there a well over there, or is there one in Henderson?
There is
one other location, right?
Oh, there.
There's one on Sunset and Mountain Vista.
Well, no, over there. But I've just seen them because, like, Terrible Hearst has it too, the short entryways, and I go to that one all the time. So I've never had an issue with it backing up.
Okay.
I do have an issue, like, with the back wall with the neighbors, even though it is multi.
Okay.
And I do have a problem with the hours.
Okay.
I have one in my neighborhood that's a self thing, and it's just. and luckily we have commercial on both sides, but the residential's on the other side, mm-hmm. and the hours are an issue.
Okay. That hours.
Seven, I think it's like early morning yeah. and 7 at night. They close it down at 7. It's an individual guy who owns it, and he worked with an EA. So that, I do have a problem with that. Hours, okay. being, but it is on the roads that it is, so I just, you know, mm-hmm. I know that you want to hit the later people coming in, but
right.
the hours are an issue with the traffic coming in. And isn't the entrance is going to be apartments, correct? Behind it, your multi?
This
that, yeah, that is the same.
Yes,
entrance,
yes,
yes, yes. Yeah.
So, okay. So the wall, you guys would like to see up to code on the northern property line, and then some concerns here. Might
as long as we're here.
Seven to seven would be fine.
Yeah, seven.
I think seven or even eight. I mean, 9 o'clock just gets to where it's in the noise of the machines and people playing their music when they're doing the cars. And I mean, I'm a fault of that too. I'll leave my country music.
You used to also see that with In-N-Out, but now that they have more locations,
well,
I mean, I don't see it. At least the one we have.
Man, they take up the whole parking lot.
Yeah.
But if we're gonna, if we went with something like this, I would like to see it. If we're gonna agree to something like this, I'd like to see a 1-year review. It's a public hearing, particularly because of the hours and because of the queue.
Yeah, I live in that area, and people fly down Eastern, and they get backed up
yeah.
even going into Albertsons.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't imagine that going into a spot where you only have 3 lanes to go will work out well.
Okay.
I mean, if you had someone there on site while they're open, could deal with it if that would happen.
Right, right.
If it starts backing out into the street, we've got an issue.
And that's something I can talk to the client about, because I do agree. If there's a way where we're super busy and they can maybe close this off and redirect through here and maybe have the queuing coming across there, that could be a solution. But that's something I'll talk to them about as far as
yeah.
solution.
In-N-Out did something like that on Sand Hill and Flamingo, where they blocked off part of the driveway to prevent issues even within the parking lot, let alone the street.
Okay, who would like to make a motion?
You want to make a motion?
I'm motioning that now. Okay, so I would make a motion to approve 72 recommendation that back wall be 6 foot.
Okay.
I don't really think that's going to create a problem for them on the footing, but they'll have to check that out. And what was
hours
the
hours?
Hours.
The hours of operation,
and
7 to 7.
Yeah.
And
then
the queuing. I'd like to see a review as a public hearing in a year from when they open.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to the preliminary, if approved, conditions with the change of the hours of operation limited to 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., an increase in the wall, the north wall adjacent to the residential use to 6 feet, and a 1-year review as a public hearing. All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you so much.
You go to
you.
Planning
you.
Commission on March the 7th.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you want to do 5?
Okay. Item number 5, WS220685, Prologis LP. Is our applicant here?
I make the motion to return to the board.
Okay, we have a motion to return to the board at our February 28th meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. General business? Anything?
No.
Okay. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it should be green. It's new. It should be on.
It should be on.
It should be on live then. Okay. Well, good evening, Board. My name is Kathy Wagner. Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y, Wagner, W-A-G-N-E-R. Address 2232 Whipple Tree, one word, Avenue. Zip code 89119. Haven't been here in a while, but it's good to see all of you, several new faces. First, I have a question for the board because I need some consensus here or not. How many of you have used or sent information to the Fix It Clark County, the app? So you all are familiar with it. Okay, that's perfect. So you're probably getting all the information in regards to the reports by type. I'm requesting that you do if you're not already. Getting information from the main source about the type and the open or closed different departments that go through there on a monthly basis. Wonder if you've seen any follow-up reports from them or monitor that in any way, or if you know who does.
I get emails stating that they have addressed an issue and it's closed, but no what happened, just that it was addressed.
I'm just, okay, but my request is that the board gets a consensus or a monthly report of all, not just our own, but all of them that are outstanding out there and to what departments they go. My main concern is a lot of the parking, like we have semi-trucks that get parked in residential areas, and there is a statute, I guess you would say, the Clark County Code 14.46.060, that says that these semi-trucks cannot park in residential areas. And they are parking in the residential streets all over. In fact, I came down McLeod tonight and there's one parked down there at the other end of the road, just coming from here, from my house. So a lot of that is going to the constable's office. Well, the constable's office apparently does not exist any longer. That hasn't probably existed for maybe 2-3 years. It got assigned to Metro to handle all of these complaints about that.
Metro and does handle the constable's office.
They are handling it now, but they don't handle it. Unfortunately, the staffing or their inability to actually go out and monitor it when those trucks are all there. So I have called Metro in the past. I have also gotten a hold of the department that gave me the code about it, and that's who they tell you to call is Metro, but Metro doesn't, basically they're unable to respond.
Yeah, they're understaffed.
They're unable to respond, but yet those trucks sit there, those trucks damage the roads, and there we have it, you know, our residential areas get torn up, and of course where I am is an older area to begin with. And so we're getting lots of 89119, 89120, but it would be, I feel, important for the board to be aware of how much is going through that click fix, because so much doesn't get fixed. And at some point, you see the aggravation and read the different comments that come in. And especially now, too, our area is really a lot of the unhoused. So I'm sure you've driven through the areas and you see how many unhoused complaints, drug, if you will, drugs, alcohol. These people have really nowhere to go, but there is also no county code that can take care of any of that. So
did you attend the meeting that Commissioner Gibson and Commissioner Siegerblum
yes.
held?
Well, here? I have. The only one I've been to, I think he's had two that I've gotten a notification on. One was a number of years ago. And I will report to Jim Gibson if that's the preference. I've got no problem. Or Blanca.
Blanca.
Or Blanca.
But it was just 2 weeks ago, wasn't it, Blanca?
Yeah. Well, and I guess we have to be careful about back and forth.
So that neighborhood is the one that provided the rest of that neighborhood.
So there again, that wouldn't have been something I'm notified about. So the notifications that when he has meetings are not always there and available, and certainly, I mean, I said earlier, that's who I'll go through. I just feel like the board should take a stronger interest, so that's part of the purpose for me being here tonight. The other one I believe that there is an opportunity. In other words, today I was on Boulder Highway, and I guess it was Whitney, and they must have had 40 motorcycle officers out there to, if you will, the people who were not observing people crossing in the crosswalk at that location. And I'm sure there were at least 40 motorcycle officers. And yet it's very difficult to get any, if you will, like come and stay in the area around here for a day and see what you can see, and the trucks, that's easy enough. If an officer drives by a truck in a residential area, tag it. You know, what's the problem there? It's county code. You don't have to wait for the report, come out and get it. And so it's just becoming such a nightmare of all of these tickets going out there and everybody trying to respond to it. So I just feel like the board, our local board, should pay attention to, are there alternatives for resolutions for a lot of these concerns that everyone's throwing out there. So I guess that is...
Well, actually, it's probably you could...
It's probably been more than 3 minutes, but thank you for giving me a little extra time.
Mr. Gibson, I mean, a lot of information just recently went out from these neighborhood meetings that we had. And I've been at those meetings. So there are things being done in the background. And he put out a really good letter the other day with all the names and addresses and phone numbers and places to call for your concerns. So, and I know Brock can probably give you a copy of that.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. And that's the end of my comments for this evening. Appreciate your listening.
I appreciate your time. Okay, our next meeting is the 28th?
February 28th, yes.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
That motion?
It's so funny. Never did you.